From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and let's get right to the crisis in Ukraine, where there were conflicting reports today about whether Russian troops were trying to take control of two airports in Crimea. One Ukrainian official called it a Russian invasion. Another said Ukrainians were in control.
So confusion in Crimea. But in Russia, there's no doubt about what ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych is thinking. He was forced to flee to Russia after last week's violent protests in Kiev. And in a press conference held today, Yanukovych insisted he is still Ukraine's president.
This is the fact, the law, that I am legal president. If the real president did not resign according to the Constitution, he is the president.
The BBC's David Stern joins us from Kiev. And David, how are people reacting to Yanukovych's press conference and what he's been saying today?
From what I see, people were pretty, I guess you could say, dismissive, shocked, and not entirely happy at the president's statements. He was very defiant. He was very unapologetic. You have to remember that Kiev and the country as a whole has experienced some of the most violent days since World War II here. Close to 100 people have been killed. Mr. Yanukovych made no apology or made no real recognition of that. There was a lot of questions about how he disappeared and then how he ended up in Russia. And to be honest, he really didn't answer them. I think his press conference raised just as many questions, if not more, than it answered.
I'm curious, though, because as you just mentioned, he may not have said anything about how he ended up in Russia, but did he say anything about what he wants Russia to do regarding Ukraine?
Well, yes, he did. I should say that he was very certain about that he wanted Russia to act, but he didn't say what. He said that he ruled out any type of intervention, military intervention. And he also said that he believed that Ukraine should remain as one, because obviously there's a lot of talk about secession, or at least worries about secession right now. He also said that he was ready to fight for the future of Ukraine, as you heard. He still believes that he's the president of Ukraine. But what exactly he's prepared to do, what exactly he will do, is not clear right now.
Now, your colleague Christian Fraser was outside one of the Crimean airports today where the road was blockaded by troops, it seems. It wasn't exactly clear who they were, but there were also civilians in the area flying Russian flags. What can you tell us about what seems to be an increasingly confusing situation in Crimea?
Yes, increasingly confusing and tension-filled. The fact that we don't know exactly who these people are doesn't take away from the fact that they are armed, they are blocking one airport and on the grounds of another airport, and that in general the situation in Crimea, this peninsula, which is primarily, is majority ethnic Russian, the situation there is becoming by the day, by the hour, almost more and more worrisome. What we know is that there are men armed, also in what appear to be military style uniforms, but with no insignia, and they refuse to say who they are. The Ukrainian Minister of the Interior has said that these are Russian troops, in fact. He says that the ones outside of the airport in Sevastopol, which is where the Russian Navy has its base, the Black Sea Fleet, he says that these are from the Navy base, and he said that the other ones in the town of Simferopol, which is the capital of Crimea, he said that they have not made a secret that they belong to the Russian military. In fact, he says that this was an armed invasion and occupation by the Russian military. Now, we haven't heard from Moscow itself, but the officials from the Navy base said that's absolutely untrue. These are not from our base. So we have conflicting stories, obviously. But as I say, these are people who appear to be, they are well armed, and they seem to have some sort of uniform, and they are obviously occupying these areas.
Right. Now, David, I mean, you mentioned that increasingly tension-filled, and I guess one of the most important reasons why that is that if indeed a Russian military incursion happens in the Crimea, I mean, what would be the response from the Ukrainian military or even from the United States or the UN or NATO? Would they be pressured to respond in any way?
It's difficult to say what step they would take, but there would definitely be pressure. Also, it should be said that Russia has a number of things if they want to create mischief or bring pressure on this new government, which, by the way, is only a day old. They have a lot of tools in their toolbox. I mean, they don't necessarily have to invade Ukraine or Crimea. They can do what they're basically doing now. They can create a state of confusion. And they also have a number of economic levers that they can bring in as well.
the BBC's David Stern, speaking to us today from the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. David, thank you.
Thank you.